Let's begin today in history with January 20, 1965, when Indonesia leaves the United Nations. Indonesia officially left the United Nations on January 20, 1965, through a letter from the Minister of Foreign Affairs, Dr. Subandrio. This decision was made in response to Malaysia being elected as a non-permanent member of the UN Security Council, a move seen as harmful to Indonesia's interests during its confrontation with Malaysia. President Sukarno considered the UN to be unfair, a tool of Western politics and a violator of its charter for supporting the formation of Malaysia. This decision led to Indonesia's international isolation and the loss of platform to resolve its conflict with Malaysia. Indonesia rejoined the UN on September 28, 1966. Under President Suharto's leadership, the nation shifted its focus to economic recovery and improving its international reputation. Next, on January 20, 1972, Pakistan launches its nuclear weapon program. Pakistan launched its nuclear weapon program on January 20, 1972, just weeks after its defeat in the Bangladesh Liberation War and the 1971 India-Pakistan War. Prime Minister Zulfikar Ali Bhutto led this initiative, appointing Munir Ahmad Khan as the chairman of the Pakistan Atomic Energy Commission, with the goal of producing nuclear weapons within 3 years. India's nuclear tests in 1974 pushed Pakistan to accelerate its nuclear development, focusing on uranium enrichment at Kahuta Research Laboratories and other supporting technologies. Pakistan conducted its first nuclear test on May 28, 1998, just weeks after India's second test. Fired devices were detonated in Ras Kohil Hills, Balochistan, in an operation called Chagai 1. 2 days later, a second test, Chagai 2, took place in the Karen Desert. With these tests, Pakistan became the world's seventh nation to develop and test nuclear weapons. Finally, on January 20, 2001, George W. Bush was inaugurated as the President of the United States. On January 20, 2001, George W. Bush was sworn in as President of the United States after winning the 2000 presidential election. His leadership was marked by significant events, including September 11 attacks, which led to his administration's war on terror policies. During his second term, after being re-elected in 2004, Bush faced various challenges, including a prolonged conflict in Iraq and Hurricane Katrina in 2005, which drew criticism over the government's response. As his presidencies ended, Bush also dealt with global economic crisis. Despite the challenges, his time in office is remembered for several major policies that shaped the United States and the world. And that concludes Today in History.